Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
What if you could see what's happening inside your body? Prenuvo's whole body scan screens for hundreds of conditions, including many solid tumors, as early as stage one, all in under an hour. And now, you can go beyond imaging with 80-plus blood biomarkers that help complete the picture. This Labor Day, save $300 off your scan when you book at prenuvo.com. That's prenuvo.com. Save $300 now through September 8th at prenuvo.com. Terms and conditions apply.
People say, "I got you," all the time. Dads say it to their kids the first time they ride a bike. Friends say it to other friends when they buy them lunch. It's a good thing when someone's got you. It's especially good when someone's got you with important things like your health. And that's where WeShare's got you. We got you with a massive nationwide network of over 1 million doctors, which means you can likely keep your current doctor you know and trust. We got you with affordable prices that can save individuals up to $5,000 annually compared to traditional insurance, and save families even more. And we've got you with over 68,000 CVS Caremark pharmacies across the country. If you're tired of overpriced health insurance bills, come visit us at WeShareHealth.org or call 1-888-WeShare. Other smart Americans are making the switch every day. In a world filled with companies that cost you, it's nice to have one that's got you. We Share Health. We got you.
1 a.m. straight up here on The Fan in New York City. Tommy Lugauer, Lugie. It is after hours here on The Fan. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. Coming up later this hour, a major injury to a team in the NFC East that has, well, major ramifications on the Giants, who are now back from West Virginia. They get set for a preseason game on Saturday against the Vikings. Look at me. I'm memorizing preseason opponents. Jets Friday night against Tampa. That's right. Now, as far as the preseason, listen. If you are thirsty for, and they call me Tommy Thirst Traps, so I understand thirst, and when it comes to my thirst traps, that thirst can't be quenched, but I understand having the thirst for something, and if you do for football, which I do too, but I don't see preseason football as a way to quench that. I'll get up for the first quarter, maybe two quarters of the first preseason game, and then I have to be honest with you, at that point, I'm like, eh. Like, it to me, preseason football, and it's necessary. I get it. But it has to exist. But it is the weakest of all the NFL content that I get throughout the year, including the combine. I'll watch it for a little bit, and then I'm like, okay, this is just from a fan. From a sports talk radio host, obviously I'm watching the whole game. But from when I used to be just a fan, I'd watch a quarter, and I'd be like, first one. And then I would be like, all right, hopefully nobody got hurt. Because, and the Giants proved this last year, whatever you see during these preseason games really is not what you're going to see throughout the regular season, because the Giants were the greatest show on turf Rams in the preseason last year, and they had an abysmal season. But they do play preseason football this weekend. Jets on Friday night against Tampa, Giants on Saturday against Minnesota. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. But yeah, coming up later this hour, I'll let you in on what the injury is and who suffered that injury, what team he plays for, and just a little bit of an NFC East preview. We'll also get into the Mets. That's coming up in just a little bit. But I want to give you a positive on the Yankees. A positive. And that is their upcoming schedule. Mariners, Blue Jays, Orioles, and the Blue Jays again. So that is four straight series against sub-500 teams. Even with this offense struggling to score runs, that is a golden opportunity for the Yankees, who can only worry about farming their own land right now. You can't stop what Tampa is doing. You can't even stop what Boston is doing. Now, it'll be interesting to see how Boston recovers from a weekend that was obviously very disappointing for them as they lost 2 out of 3 to, of all teams, the former Oakland, current Sacramento, future Vegas A's, in something that nobody saw coming, but I, for one, am not surprised by it. And the reason I'm not surprised for it, because nothing really surprises me when it comes to baseball. Nothing. It's 162, there's a million games, it's a marathon. Even a team like the Red Sox, who are on an all-time heater, they could still stumble, and when they stumble, doesn't really matter who they're facing. In this instance, it happened to be the A's, so it makes it look worse because the Athletics are horrible. But in the reality is that Boston was due for a bad weekend, or just most teams kind of go through this throughout the year. They have a good week, they have a bad week. It's just the Red Sox have had two unreal months. But they can go out now and win 10 more in a row. They could lose 6 in a row. Certainly anything could happen because it is baseball. Look at the Dodgers. They are really going through it right now. Now, the Dodgers have earned the benefit of the doubt, but nothing shocks me when it comes to baseball as far as winning streaks, as far as a team winning a series, a team losing a series, especially throughout the regular season. But the schedule is very advantageous for the Yankees. The Mariners are a dead team. They are offensively worse than the Yankees. They are just a team that I think is ready, made to order. The Yankees match up well against them. I expect the Yankees to, well, quite frankly, I expect them to sweep Seattle in this series. And then you get a Toronto team that has been on a World Series hangover all year. Baltimore, who have been right around, if not way below 500 throughout the year. They have been disappointing. And then you get the Blue Jays again at home. So that's four straight series against sub 500 teams. And it's an opportunity for the Yankees to take full advantage of that and farm their own land and go on a nice couple of weeks stretch where they could put a lot of not only W's in the column, but also some goodwill for their fans who are happy about the weekend, but also frustrated by the lack of offensive production. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. Let's go to Mark. He joins us from California. What's up, Mark?
What's going on?
Hey.
So I've been thinking about this a little bit these last couple of years, right? Like every time the Yanks make the playoffs, like I feel like if you give Boone too many weapons, whether it's offense, bullpen, he mismanages. Right? Just right, like and to say that when Stanton comes back. Because so far, Helio Ramos is 2 for 12, right? He's trash. He's not doing nothing. He's just there, right? And that's just a spot that would Stanton would occupy, right? When he comes back, Helio probably gets sent down or to the bench.
Yeah, I don't know about that because I still think Ramos can help you against lefties. Right now, he's kind of been thrusted in there to play all the time because of the guys that are out.
Yeah.
But ultimately, he'll settle in for a guy that is sort of a mercenary against left-handed pitching.
Yeah, but then on top of that, you also have Lombard, who's playing well. And I mean, listen, don't even get me started on that. The reason why they brought up Lombard was to appease the Yankee fans of saying, well, we didn't get nobody, but here's Lombard.
Like, well, I think the timing of it was absolutely done on purpose and just done to say, hey, you know what? Look away from the deadline that was underwhelming. Here's George Lombard Jr.
Right.
But to Lombard's credit, he's been awesome and Yankee fans are really getting behind him.
Yeah, he's been great. And this is now two subpar deadlines from Cashman, and any other GM in baseball would have gotten the boot or at least been on the fence. We've been talking about Cashman being on the hot seat for years, right?
Well, we have been talking about it, but he's in reality has not been on the hot seat.
Right. But should he be? I think so. I think that you have to hold everyone accountable, but when you're this massive, like, look at what the Knicks did, right? Like, I hate to bring that up, but like,
no, it's a great
call. Fired Tom.
Yep.
They fired Tom, brought in Mike Brown, the unpopular choice, by the way. He won the title. It's like, do I think that we can get to the World Series again? Take a look at the American League. It's weak, right? Like, I think we could beat Boston. I think we have the best pitching in the American League.
Yep.
I think our bullpen is all right. If they can string some wins together with, you know, the runners in the scoring position is the only thing that's keeping Boston and Tampa Bay afloat. Our lineup is better. on both teams. It's just the RISP is what's killing the Yankees.
But that's what that means everything, though, in the postseason. That's everything, because that three-run homer against maybe a weak bullpen is not going to be there come postseason time. Right. So you have to get those clutch hits with guys in scoring position.
And you think that, like, when Judge comes back, they're just going to miraculously start hitting with runners in scoring position? No, it's not.
No.
They're going to still be where it's going to be dead last. But that's something that Boone has yet to figure out. It was the same thing with Girardi. Same exact thing.
Well, listen, Mark, you said a key word there, and that's accountability.
Right.
There is no accountability.
Right.
There's no accountability with Cashman. There's no accountability with Boone. And there's no accountability on the players. There's zero accountability in that organization.
And then on top of that, everyone's saying, Mitch Garver. We picked up Mitch Garver. Oh, my God, he's the savior. He's hitting .263 against righties since 2023. Stop it. Like, that's not – I would rather go out and get Stevenson from Cincinnati, at least do something. But – and you heard what Cashman said, and it bugs me that, like, it's eerily similar to when, like, the New York Giants had Dable. Dable would go out there and say all the right things when in reality he knew what was coming, right? And, like – I don't know if, like, and even Boone goes on talk shows and stuff. I've seen the TikToks and everything of him saying, well, you know, we're really, really good. We're just right there. We just need to play better.
Yeah, all the talking points, all the bullet points. Yeah, he's reading off a teleprompter.
I'm getting sick of it. It was the same thing with Tom. Like, the reason, isn't it so ironic that you fired Tom and the only reason why the Knicks won the championship was because of coaching? The Yankees could win the World Series if we have coaching. Will we get there? Yeah. I don't want to see another Yankee-Dodger World Series. I don't want to see it. I think the only way we do win it is if they're out.
Yeah,
if they're out, we have a chance.
The only thing, and I appreciate the call, Mark, it's, I hear where you're coming from, and like I said, it's tough to compare. And the reason for that is, when it comes to the Knicks, you hire Mike Brown, and see, with the Yankees, I think you almost have to start with Cashman, because I think there's a lot of things with this organization, really top to bottom, starting with Cashman, that fundamentally need to change. And yeah, you can get rid of the manager, but that's not going to fix that. Where the Knicks, I think fundamentally with Leon as the architect, we're right there. But with Tibbs, you know, a little bit of hard-headedness, a little bit of stubbornness, a little bit of, you know, the want to do things in a committee like Mike Brown was willing to do and able to do, the idea of playing your bench, the idea of developing young players, the idea of, hey, listening to a Carl Anthony Towns when he comes into your office and says, hey, we need to run the offense through me, and then the team took off. Those are the type of reasons why the Knicks were able to win a championship as far as the coaching. Of course, the players and gelling and all the years of losing and losing playoff series together and that continuity and chemistry and being fully healthy and all that stuff led to it. If you fire Aaron Boone, you still have Cashman having too many DHs on the team, bringing in a McMahon, overhyping the prospects, sticking with the prospects too long. Long story short, I think Cashman is more of the problem than Boone. And if you get rid of Cashman, that could really fundamentally change the Yankees. Where with the Knicks, it was just, obviously Leon Rose wasn't going anywhere, and nor should he. It was more about bringing in a head coach that can get the most out of his bench, work within a committee, and it was just the perfect fit. Kind of like Joe Torre was the perfect fit for the Yankees way back when. Mike Brown was the perfect fit for this Knick team. Much maligned, too, by the way. That whole situation, now you're going to get me going on a Knick tangent, but the idea that the Knicks, because I feel like it's worth bringing up here. The Knicks were just ridiculed for getting rid of Tibbs, the way they went about their hiring process, and ultimately the hiring of Mike Brown. You know, every step of the way, they were crushed for it, but ultimately, they made the perfect hire because Brown was the perfect guy for this Knick group. This, you know what I mean? It fit like a glove. It was the right voice and the right coach. With the Yankees, if you get rid of Aaron Boone, it's still Brian Cashman's team. I think you're just going to get another Aaron Boone in here. I think that would be the fear. Well, we'll just find another Aaron Boone. I think a lot of the Yankees struggles, and Boone is not perfect, especially in the postseason. But a lot of the Yankee struggles is their roster construction. Struggles in October. The idea of running it back this offseason. The idea of having the underwhelming trade deadline. The idea of not bringing in a professional catcher. The idea of not trading for Luis Arraez. The idea of holding on so long to Volpe.
A beautifully designed Squarespace website is the difference between thinking about photography school and selling your portraits online. It's the difference between giving away those cookies you just made for free and running your cookie empire. A beautifully designed Squarespace website is the difference between having a movie reviewing hobby and a movie reviewing career. Squarespace, because no matter what you're into, a website makes it real. Use offer code THEDIFFERENCE for 30% off every plan. Terms and conditions apply.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
What if you could see what's happening inside your body? Prenuvo's whole body scan screens for hundreds of conditions, including many solid tumors as early as stage one, all in under an hour. And now you can go beyond imaging with 80 plus blood biomarkers that help complete the picture. This Labor Day, save $300 off your scan when you book at prenuvo.com. That's prenuvo.com. Save $300 now through September 8th at prenuvo.com. Terms and conditions apply.
People say, "I got you," all the time. Dads say it to their kids the first time they ride a bike. Friends say it to other friends when they buy them lunch. It's a good thing when someone's got you. It's especially good when someone's got you with important things like your health. And that's where WeShare's got you. We got you with a massive nationwide network of over 1 million doctors, which means you can likely keep your current doctor you know and trust. We got you with affordable prices that can save individuals up to $5,000 annually compared to traditional insurance, and save families even more. And we've got you with over 68,000 CVS Caremark pharmacies across the country. If you're tired of overpriced health insurance bills, come visit us at WeShareHealth.org or call 1-888-WeShare. Other smart Americans are making the switch every day. In a world filled with companies that cost you, it's nice to have one that's got you. We Share Health. We got you.
You know, that's on the general manager. The manager in Aaron Boone, you know, he has to sort of navigate the waters of the media and the fan base and the weekly spot he does with John Boy. And we're talking Yanks. He has to try to figure out a way to kind of make sense of everything, and sometimes he doesn't make any sense making sense of that, including what he said about Stanton over the weekend, which is because we have not seen Giancarlo Stanton in months. And Boone said on Saturday that Stanton started the introduction to some bases. Okay. Of course, Aaron Boone was asked to clarify this and was asked if Stanton is actually running the bases, and Boone said, well, he introed in a light way. Okay. That's not really an answer. So we got to push Aaron Boone more. Hey, Aaron Boone, will Stanton be back in a month or a week? What is he closer to? A week, a month? What do you think? And Aaron Boone says, I don't know. That's what he said. I have no idea. Okay. Well, not exactly encouraging news. But that's Aaron Boone's job, because that's kind of the sort of game that is being played when it comes to a player like Stanton and his injuries. We'll get to a major injury in the NFCs coming up in the next segment, plus a little preview of the Giants division. That's later on this hour. Let's squeeze in Jeff, though, first. He's calling from Arkansas. What's up, Jeff? It is after hours, by the way. Tommy Lou Gower, Lugie in the Late Night here on The Fan. What's going on?
Oh, hi, Tommy. Hey. I've been a detractor of David Stearns, and I lost faith in the Mets a long time ago, but I have been this, I've had this building impression. I can't watch the games from where I am, but I can see the highlights. I can see the box scores.
Yeah, what are you a transplant out there? Is that what it is, Jeff? Were you, because you were out here first and then you moved out to Arkansas?
Well, not directly. I went from New York City to Binghamton.
Gotcha.
To West,
well, yeah,
West
not, maybe not directly, but eventually you made your way out to Arkansas, and you're still a Met fan, and you don't have access to watching the game, so you're kind of from afar. You're more from a box score, more from reading stories or listening to us here on WFN, which we do appreciate on the Odyssey app.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, that's true, what you said. But first of all, I don't know how much time you can allot me, but I'll try to be fast.
Okay.
I see the beginnings of a pitching staff, the three young rookies.
Yep.
Plus, Manaea struck out 11. I saw
great.
The highlights of
it. Yeah, he's
pitching.
Been awesome. Yep. And now all of a sudden, Sean Manaea really, and we'll touch on this more later, Sean Manaea is a guy that's under contract next year. And the way he was pitching, you know, late last year, first half of this year, you figured maybe a guy that's going to just get a DFA'd or a guy that's going to get traded or whatever. And now I sit here and say, hey, Sean Manaea could be worked into the rotation next year. I thought that might be was a slot for Clay Holmes. But to your point, too, the three youngsters and Manaea, you now have 4 out of 5. And my hope is that Scooble rounds out the rotation.
Yeah, or another rookie. It won't take much. You know, two more pitchers, and they have a starting pitching staff.
Yep.
They have two good catchers.
Yes.
Tennant has really surprised me. He's got power. And he's rated as one of the best, if not the best, defensive.
Oh, Torrens is just unbelievable. Look, Luis Torrens is I think he's a winning player, a guy that you really want on your team. I mean, that play the other night with Jeffrey Yan, where he threw the ball, where the ball got away, and the perfect throw, and they were able to get out of that inning against Pittsburgh. Luis Torrens is just a money-winning player, does a lot of things on the field to help you win. And Alvarez, look, if he stays healthy for a full season, I think you're going to see the very best of Francisco Alvarez, because it's, to me, it's more been about the streakiness and also the health and the injuries kind of being that speed bump. But yeah, I mean, the young outfielders, I mean, Carson Benge has just been on a tear and putting together a 2020 rookie campaign. AJ Ewing, terrific. You know what you're getting from Soto. Bo Bichette, I'm becoming more and more optimistic that he's going to opt in. I think he's going to have a big 2 months for the rest of the year. So the team that you're seeing now and also shaping up for next year is, I think, something to be excited about.
Yes, I that's how I think. And plus, they cleared out a lot of slots, and they brought up a bunch of minor league players to give them an audition.
For the bullpen. Well, listen, they basically don't have a bullpen. So, and that's a cool opportunity that these guys are going to get over the next, you know, and you've seen a lot of them already, to see if they can kind of be your bullpen for next year, or to your point, maybe blossom into another starter. But the way I see the rotation setting up right now, there's one slot, and that is a very special slot, and that to me is the guy in Tarik Skubal, where if I'm the Mets, I'm going, and I know, look, oh, they don't want to spend a lot of money or go a lot of years, I should say, for starting pitching. This is Tarik Skubal. This is the cream of the crop when it comes to starting pitching, and a guy that I believe is worthy and worth every penny that you would give him in a long-term deal.
Wouldn't that be something?
Well, he's sitting there. He's sitting right there for them. And look, the caveat of we don't know what's going to happen with the new CBA, but I, for one, think there will be baseball next year. I think it's more likely that we're looking at a salary floor than a salary cap. I think the entire baseball conglomerate, they want the Dodgers spending, they want the Mets spending, they want the Yankees spending, they want the Phillies spending. They just also want these other teams, these lower-level teams, to spend as well. They don't want to have the money that they get and put it in their pockets instead of putting it out on the field. And in their minds, creating more of a competitive spending balance. Because look, Milwaukee's in first place, Tampa's in first place. So there are teams that don't have a high payroll that are performing at a very high level. But what you want is sort of that competitive balance where not all the top free agents go to 4 or 5 teams.
Yeah, but I'm optimistic for next year, and I thank you for the time. I could go on more, but
no, Jeff, you know, I appreciate the optimism and I appreciate the positivity, and you're joining us all the way out from Arkansas. And I can feel. Look, I am Tommy Temperature Check, as you know. I'm also positive, Tommy, and I feel like I always have a good gauge of this, whether it's on this radio station, hosts, callers, or whether it's on social media, which tends to slant negative. in this stretch here since the trade deadline, whatever it's been, 42 runs, 5 out of 6. Carson Benj, I mean, that play he made, and it's not Gary's fault, but because it was such a difficult play to see, I think, for Gary Cohen, because of camera angle or whatever, he kind of undersold how great that catch was by Benj, where he slid into the wall and he had to miss a game for that. And then obviously, thankfully, was back in the lineup on Sunday. But Carson Benj, I mean, you flip on the television every night and he's doing something not only like good, but great, super impressive. I mean, the defense, the offense, the stolen bases. Tremendous. And I think there's a lot to hang your hat on, not only these final couple months, but yeah, Jeff, to your point, next year. And I'm starting, as Tommy temperature check, as positive Tommy, I'm starting to feel that optimism on this station, callers, hosts, social media, which is great. It's great to see. You know, we've been down the road a million times back and forth with the negativity. But the way this team is playing baseball right now, and with the blossoming of all these young players, and I still include an Alvarez in that category, young player. Bichette, young player. Soto, still a young player. You know, your veteran guy is Lindor. And obviously Polanco, Simeon, but you know what I mean? More like prime, a little bit older, is Lindor. The rest of this team, you're looking at a ton of guys under 30 years old. To build the nucleus of what you're going to see for the next 5, 10, 15 years. And with more on their way. You know, we talked about the trade deadline. I mean, to get Jefferson Rojas, who became the Mets' top prospect. He is a top 100 prospect to go along with Jonah Tong, who's a top 100 prospect. So you're always looking to replenish that farm system. He gave up two top 100 guys to get Freddy Peralta, which you do in a heartbeat. I mean, that's baseball when it comes to getting a player you got to give. Now, sometimes you might, in the eyes of some, overpay. Well, the Red Sox overpaid for Adley Rutschman. Well, if Adley Rutschman wins World Series MVP, the Red Sox did not, in fact, overpay. You don't really know if somebody overpaid until you get not only the returns of the player, but also the returns of the prospects that you gave up. It's always a long game. But ideally, when you make a trade, you want both teams and both parties involved want to make out on it. They both want to get something and they both want to be the winner of the trade. They don't necessarily say, hey, we want to win the trade and hope you lose it. No, we want to win it. You can win it too. Meaning we both win it. You get what you need, which is the, for the Rays perspective or players like the, you know, Clay Holmes or anybody that the Mets traded off, Weaver, et cetera. Hey, you're going to be an immediate impact for that team. And then we're going to get young players that are going to have an impact on this team a year, 2 years, 3 years from now, whenever. And Rojas, everything you've read about, everything I've watched about him, very exciting. Voit is just tearing it up in the minors as well. So there are, Clifford's kind of gone backwards this year, but I mean, he was great 2 years ago. So I'd like to see him get an opportunity up here to see if he can sink or swim, that's for sure. The minor league stuff is always, you know, we've seen plenty of guys tear up the minor leagues and do squadouche in the big leagues. We've seen other guys who were good in the minors, but then they come to the major leagues and then they just take their game to the next level. I'm not insinuating that they're perhaps bored by the minor leagues, but you know, sometimes that bright lights, those big moments, and players just take their game to the next level. And they obviously age and they get more closer to their prime as far as their baseball lives, and you just see better production. But the arrow is absolutely pointing up with the Mets. Both in the big leagues, and in the farm system. And there are some interesting decisions coming up in a couple of months. The biggest being manager. Now, this is not where I'm at, but I know others have been at, well, it's going to be Soto versus Lindor for who gets their choice as manager. I don't view that as what's going to happen. I think this will be strictly a Stearns, Steve Cohen, with the input of a Lindor and Soto, as they should. They're star players on the team. I have no problem with that. But I don't see this as, well, Soto gets Pujols, Beltran with Lindor, and then it's who wins out. Like there are two kids fighting for the affection or the affirmation of their father and Steve Cohen. I don't view that as what's going to happen. Now, for me, my say is I love the idea of Cora, of course, because of his pedigree, because of his resume, because of how he's handled the big market in Boston, his superstar players he's dealt with. He's won a World Series, so I love the idea of hiring Alex Cora. I think he's a top five manager in baseball. Beltran and Pujols are both intriguing because of the unknowns, and I could get behind that as well if you want to go in the sort of roll the dice, because guess what? You could roll the dice and, yeah, you could crap out, but you could also hit the jackpot. With the unknowns, you just really never know. That's why it's an unknown. But that's the first big decision, manager. The second big decision is, do you hire a general manager to work alongside of David Stearns? And then to me, the third biggest decision is, okay, where are we allocating our attention and funds as far as the big prized free agent? For me, it's Skubal. I think that is number one for me. So in an off season of, if you hire Beltran as general manager and you hire Cora as the manager and you sign Skubal to be at the top of this rotation, I think that would be a dynamite off season for the Mets to go along with all the positive momentum and all the great things that this team is developing with their young players. You need that, and Manaea too, rounding out that rotation as the veteran guy. So you're kind of sandwiching the Skubal Manaea with the three youngsters in the middle, with McLean, with Thornton, and with Scott. And then you're going to see, look, for the next couple months, literally open tryouts for the bullpen next year. And I would sign Jeffrey Yondo a lifetime contract. I mean, I just love the guy. I'm so rooting for a Linsanity, Tommy DeVito, except with the, not just the kind of, hey, it happened for a little bit of flash in time, but for the longevity of that. Throws hard. I love the celebrations. I don't get nuts about, well, the other people are going to take offense to it. There's going to be fights, whatever. Yon shows a lot of spunk, a lot of spirit, and he's got a great story, and I'm all for things of that nature. Nobody's saying it's got to turn into the Savannah Bananas, but the idea of one guy on the team having that type of flair after a strikeout, I think is a cool thing. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. Coming up in the next segment, there is a major injury in the NFC East that was suffered over the weekend. We'll let you know who that was, what team he plays for, the ramifications it's going to have on the Giants, and do an overall preview on the NFC East as we have entered preseason. We had the Hall of Fame game last week. Jets in action on Friday night against the Bucs. Giants in action on Saturday against the Vikings. So football is back, in a sense, preseason-wise. So if you've had an itch that you need to scratch, you'll be able to scratch it over the weekend. But yeah, we'll do plenty of football as the night rolls along. But we'll start off with the injury news that happened in the NFC East and also a little preview of that division. That's coming up next. 888-808-1019. We'll get more into the Mets in the 2 o'clock hour. We'll get into the Giants and Jets. That's coming up in the 3 o'clock hour. So a lot to do here. A few more hours left to go here. Another 3.5 on After Hours. The phone number is 888-808-1019. Tommy Lugauer, Lugie in the Late Night here on The Fan.
You know that thing where you get an amazing pair of shoes at a really great price and want to tell everyone about it? Yeah, so do we. Here at Designer Shoe Warehouse, we'll give you something to brag about, like the latest styles from brands you love, or the trends everyone's obsessing over, or shoes that make you feel like, well, you. So go ahead, show off a little. Find shoes that get you at prices that get your budget. Head to your DSW store or DSW.com today. DSW, let us surprise you.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
What if you could see what's happening inside your body? Prenuvo's whole body scan screens for hundreds of conditions, including many solid tumors as early as stage one, all in under an hour. And now you can go beyond imaging with 80 plus blood biomarkers that help complete the picture. This Labor Day, save $300 off your scan when you book at prenuvo.com. That's prenuvo.com. Save $300 now through September 8th at prenuvo.com. Terms and conditions apply.
People say, "I got you," all the time. Dads say it to their kids the first time they ride a bike. Friends say it to other friends when they buy them lunch. It's a good thing when someone's got you. It's especially good when someone's got you with important things like your health. And that's where WeShare's got you. We got you with a massive nationwide network of over 1 million doctors, which means you can likely keep your current doctor you know and trust. We got you with affordable prices that can save individuals up to $5,000 annually compared to traditional insurance, and save families even more. And we've got you with over 68,000 CVS Caremark pharmacies across the country. If you're tired of overpriced health insurance bills, come visit us at WeShareHealth.org or call 1-888-WeShare. Other smart Americans are making the switch every day. In a world filled with companies that cost you, it's nice to have one that's got you. We Share Health. We got you.
135 here on The Fan in New York City. Tommy Lugauer. Lugie. It is after hours here on The Fan. You know, I was just scrolling here on Twitter during the break, and this story came up about the House of Dragon season 3 finale. And my initial reaction to it was, we're up to season 3 of House of Dragon. Like, I watched the first season. I liked it a lot. And then I got away from it. And now here we are, and it's season 3 already. Now, Game of Thrones is a top 5 show for me all time. And you know what? When you're doing a radio show and you say something, right? And look, we have P1 listeners. We have people that listen literally all the time, fans on, and they hear almost every second of every single one of my shows, and I always appreciate that. But there is a large portion also of the audience that might hear a segment of mine, and then if I make a mistake and I forgot to say something, and then I correct it a day later, those that heard it in those 15 minutes are not going to hear, in all likelihood, the segment the next day. But I did something about a week or two ago, and I was going through my favorite shows of all time, and I, just because I get a bots in the brain sometimes, I get a little stunned. I totally forgot to, and I must have just mentioned 4 shows. That's why I should just write things down when I'm saying things. But I have 5 favorite shows of all time, and I left one out, and that was, of course, The Sopranos, which was a, and I was thinking about it like I was going out for a run. I'm like, did I forget to do something? No, I locked up. I fed the cat, texted my wife. I did everything I needed to do. Oh, that's right. I forgot to mention that The Sopranos is one of my favorite shows of all time. So it's Sopranos. It is Seinfeld, it is Entourage, it is Game of Thrones, and it is The Wire. That's in the top 5. But I did like the first season of House of Dragon, but I kind of drifted away from it. I'm better with shows at the end of their run, because then I could just watch everything in binge fashion and form. That's the way I like to watch television. I'm not for, well, this is the season, then you got to wait, you know, 15 months for the next season to come out. You know, sometimes I just drift away and forget to return back to it. Like, I just finished, only because there are 2 seasons of it so far, the second season of Fallout, which, here's my honest, and I won't, no spoilers, although it's a video game, so if you've played the video game, you know what's going on, but I really like the show. I can't say that I love it yet, but I do really like it. I find myself at times drifting a little bit. Like when a show really has me locked in and I'm on the edge of my seat with every scene, I don't drift. But there are times I find myself watching Fallout where I'll drift a little bit. Now, if I zone out, I'll rewind it. But overall, I really, really like it. I wouldn't say I'm in the love stage, but I would recommend it for sure. And I don't think you necessarily even have to be a fan of a certain type of genre of TV show. Now, if you don't like... It's done in such a comedic way that it's fine, but there is some... I don't know if I'd call it horror, but there definitely is like gore. So if you have a weak stomach and that's something that you don't really want to invest your time in, then perhaps go somewhere else. But it's, like I said, it's very lighthearted. It's very comedic, although the topic and the actual theme of the show is something incredibly serious. But the way in which they go about it is at times done in a comedic fashion. But I don't know if I'm going to circle back to House of Dragon. I have no idea. I'll probably wait till it's all said and done. And then, 10 years from now, I'll watch it. I was kind of like that with Game of Thrones. I think they were in like maybe their second to last season. And then I binge watched it. And then I wish I didn't, the final season as it happened. And I, like everybody else, was left extremely disappointed. But that's the tough things with TV shows. It's hard to stick the landing. Because in many ways, we're unhappy that the show is over and ending. So our unhappiness is often, I think, reason why we are critical of a final season, because we're a little upset that the show is leaving our lives. Now, with death comes rebirth, we always find a new show, but I don't know about you, like I have my favorites, and I kind of judge new shows almost off that. Like, does it hook me like when I first watched Stranger Things, when I saw the first season, I was like, this is awesome. Now, I thought the final season was not very good, much like with Game of Thrones, but that first season, man, I was on the edge of my seat with everything. Everything. That, to me, is where I want to be when I first start watching a television series. And like I said, I'm way better and more happy when I am consuming a show in a binge-watching form. I don't want to watch an episode, wait a week, watch an episode, wait a week. Like The Last of Us, are we done with that show? Is there another season? I have no idea. I got to talk to Gallo. He knows, Anthony Gallo, who's into all this stuff. I have no idea if that was the final season or not. They teased another season, but perhaps that was just a tease for whatever, because it's a video game too. So I have absolutely no idea if that show is coming back or what's going on with that, but I really enjoyed it. So if that was it, then it was great. I wouldn't put it in the top five, but I did really enjoy it. But I actually did watch that show episode by episode, but I would prefer to binge watch. Now, as far as what's going on in the NFCs, and this will be my fan focus, a major injury happened over the weekend, and that was to the Commanders' left tackle, Laremy Tunsil, who's one of the best in the sport. And when you already factor in the injury history and how Jaden Daniels is prone to getting hurt, when you take out the guy who is there to protect him, and by the way, Tunsil, it's a torn tricep, so you're not going to see Tunsil for a while. I don't think it's season ending, but he's going to miss a majority of the year. So the guy that is paid to be the big time protector of Jaden Daniels is out for a long period of time. That is a shockwave type of injury to the NFC East. And when it comes to training camp, when it comes to the preseason, this is the thing that you want to avoid: major injuries. And really, when it comes to your opponents, you never want to see it. Like, I don't root for injuries. I don't sit there and say, oh, well, the Cowboys are playing a preseason game, I hope everybody on the team gets hurt. I don't roll that way. But when a major injury does happen, obviously it becomes a major point of discussion, like the Tunsil news has become, because when you're capping the NFC East and you're looking at it from all four teams' perspective, there are arguments you can make for every team to win the division, and there's arguments you can make for every team to not win the division. I think it's that wide open, the NFC East. The Eagles have certainly earned the benefit of the doubt even with the departure of A.J. Brown. And whenever you're ready to write off this team, like everybody was ready to write off the Eagles a couple years ago, they signed Barkley, they end up winning the Super Bowl. People thought Sirianni was done. People thought Hurts was done. People thought that whole situation was headed for messy divorces and they were never going to get back to the mountaintop and ultimately win a Super Bowl, when we all know what happened that following year. They did win the Super Bowl. So I will put the Eagles as the sort of the favorite to win it. Slight. There's a lot of hype around the Cowboys. And look, I love Caleb Downs. I wanted him on the Giants. Apparently he has very much been impressive at camp so far, which is no surprise because I do think he is a generational talent type of player and a leader in the secondary and a guy that the Giants desperately need. You can't go wrong with offensive linemen. Francis Maui-Noah, there's no way I'm going to sit here and passionately argue that taking an offensive lineman in the top 10 was the incorrect move, especially when you consider like this news with Tunsil, when you don't have an offensive line that is at full strength. You worry about your most prized possession, which in the case of the Commanders is Jaden Daniels. In the case of the Giants is Jackson Dart. Offensive line is extremely important. It is a lunch pail move. It is a championship move. So as much as I wanted Caleb Downs, I can't get nuts over the Maui-Noah pick. But the thing with the Cowboys is, I know the offense is big time, one of the best in the sport. The defense should get a lift here with Downs, but is it going to be enough of a lift to catapult them into the top of the NFC East? I think it's a big leap from what I saw last year defensively for me to even think that they're going to be average, because they were putrid last year. And as far as the Giants, you know, I think they're going to take a giant leap. There's going to be a giant turnaround, and I have giant expectations. Somebody asked me last week, and I'll cover it more coming up in the 3 o'clock hour, but somebody asked me last week, a caller, you know, what are the things that could derail the Giants season? And he kind of asked me to do like sort of a top five list for that. And we won't do all five now, but the first one is pretty obvious. I mean, the health of Jackson Dart. And that kind of ties into what we've been talking about this entire time, this entire segment here, is that the offensive line plays a big part in that. Look, the Giant offensive line last year was as good as it's been in years. And their offensive line coach departed. He's not here anymore. But still, this was a very strong offensive line. And you figure they will build on that performance from, and obviously the health of Andrew Thomas plays a big role in that, as it would with Tunsil with the Commanders. But a healthy offensive line should mean a healthy Jackson Dart. And a healthy Jackson Dart should mean wins for the Giants. And even if Dart had to miss a game or so, it wouldn't be the worst thing, because you do have Jameis Winston. And Jameis Winston can basically fall out of bed and he can win you a football game. He could throw for 500 yards in a game, literally coming in cold as ice, because Jameis Winston just has special arm talent. And we know the warts, and we know what he can't do, and we know overexposure to Jameis Winston is going to equal interceptions, pick sixes, it's going to equal losses. But for a short term, for a small window, for a couple of games, Jameis Winston is as good as you can get as far as a backup quarterback in the NFL. And then I look at Washington with now a banged up offensive line, concerns over the quarterback's health, an aging team. This is why it's wide open. It really is. And the margins are very thin. So anytime you see an injury like this, it's major, because there isn't much, I believe, separating all four teams. So to lose your left tackle before you even step foot on a football field week one of the NFL season, and you lose him for a significant amount of time, that is a major blow to Washington. Major. Especially when you consider Now let's just look at it from a Giants perspective. When you look at the pass rush that the Giants are putting out there, and this is with the idea of Abdul Carter taking the next step, this is with, even though he's going to play probably mostly linebacker, but Arvell Reese being the guy that he certainly looks like he's going to be here in training camp, and then obviously the great career he had at Ohio State. Also Burns and everybody else on that pass rush. When you consider how strong they are in that department, and that should be the strength of their defense, when you have a weak offensive line in Washington, and now an injury-plagued offensive line, that gives the Giants a leg-up advantage in those spots. But that's what these next couple of weeks are all about, navigating the preseason training camp as injury-free as humanly possible. We know about the guys that are already, you know, Neighbors, who wasn't put on the PUP list. I think the Giants are going to hold him out for a little bit. I don't think Neighbors plays in week one. Scataboo got dinged up a little bit over the weekend. What else is new? I mean, that's just Scataboo. He's a bowling ball. He's just, that's the way it rolls with Cam Scataboo. But he's back on the field. I expect Scat to be out there for week one. Andrew Thomas is a name that we haven't heard. We don't want to hear, because usually around this time of year, it's, well, will Andrew Thomas be ready for week one? But overall, so far, Giants have been very much in the plus column in a good way as far as staying away from the injury bug. But that to me is always, that's what I'm looking at for these couple weeks. Stay healthy. Be ready to go for week one. Now, coming up later on in the show, a favorite target of Jackson Dart has emerged. The Cade Klubnik hype train took a little bit of a detour over the weekend. We'll get into both local quarterbacks, young quarterbacks, for the Giants and the Jets. That's coming up in the 3 o'clock hour. In the 2 o'clock hour, we are going to do Mets, Yankees as well, but I want to give you my thoughts just on this streak, some things that have to do with next year as well. Bo Bichette, the idea of him opting in, this turnaround of Manaea, the surge of Carson Benj, all the positivity that I think is surrounding the Mets right now. We will cover that coming up in the next hour. Plus your phone calls at 888-808-1019. It is Tommy Lugauer. It is Lugie here in the late night on The Fan.
Girl, let's get real. Some pads are just diapers with a good PR team, but not the new Kotex BioCare. That's because Kotex BioCare helps defend against odor and irritants. And it's the first and only pad with this pH proactive system that helps optimize the pad's pH. Just think of it as self-care for down there. Check out Kotex.com for more details on the all-new Kotex, completely redesigned to meet your needs. You asked, we heard.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
People say, "I got you," all the time. Dads say it to their kids the first time they ride a bike. Friends say it to other friends when they buy them lunch. It's a good thing when someone's got you. It's especially good when someone's got you with important things like your health. And that's where WeShare's got you. We got you with a massive nationwide network of over 1 million doctors, which means you can likely keep your current doctor you know and trust. We got you with affordable prices that can save individuals up to $5,000 annually compared to traditional insurance, and save families even more. And we've got you with over 68,000 CVS Caremark pharmacies across the country. If you're tired of overpriced health insurance bills, come visit us at WeShareHealth.org or call 1-888-WeShare. Other smart Americans are making the switch every day. In a world filled with companies that cost you, it's nice to have one that's got you. WeShare Health. We got you.
Did you know that there are over 200 legends like Andrew Jones, Albert Pujols, Felix Hernandez, and Ken Griffey Jr. in MLB The Show 26? collect them all, and current All-Stars to build your perfect lineup. MLB The Show 26 is available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and Nintendo Switch. Rated E for everyone. Officially licensed by MLB Players, Inc.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.